answer. Which one are you? One who studies and defends, or one who sees and comprehends? One who professes words, or one who feels the Lord's embrace? One who's in it for the show, or one who's found true grace? Religious camps have many professors who maintain their status with doctrines and confessors. But true salvation is not found in words alone. It's a possession of the heart, a seed that's fully grown.
Not just a mind that knows his name, but a heart set free by grace, not shame. More than words or what we claim, it's Christ within who lights the flame. A professor speaks, but a possessor sees the risen Lord who makes us free.
The possessor, they come to truth through trial and pain, sense their nakedness and long for robes to cover. Burdened by guilt, they flee to Calvary. There's no other. So do not be fooled by an outward appearance. True possession is an inward reality experience. It's not about reciting the latest talking points, but Christ's sovereign grace that transforms and
just a mind that knows his name, but a heart set free by grace, not shame. More than words or what we claim, it's Christ within who lights the flame. A professor speaks, but a possessor sees the risen Lord who makes us free.
So professor or possessor, which one will you be? One who studies and defends, or one who set free? A mere appearance or an inward reality, the choice is God's. In Christ's love and mercy,
not just a mind that knows his name, but a heart set free by grace, not shame. More than words or what we claim, it's Christ within who lights the flame. A professor speaks, but a possessor sees the risen Lord.